could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Doggone Positive out of Port St. Lucie, Florida, is Maria Ryan to answer your training and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at 818-818-6401, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hampert.
Thank you, Michael, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with the special treats, and I know because I have three rescue cats, and they love Lick and Lap, a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that I guarantee your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it at Walmart.com, or check it out in your pet stores. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats gives your dog a healthier life. Enter promo code PETS, P-E-T-S, in the promo box to save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget you can listen to us on Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn at TalkinPets.com. Click on Listen Live on pound 250 on your smartphone or on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Sorry, man.
Water in the tree, dogs. Now the score is four dogs. No room for more dogs. We got five dogs. Goodness sakes, alive dogs. Now I count six dogs. Learning new tricks, dogs. Heavens, there's seven dogs. How did we get seven dogs? Wait, there's eight dogs.
I am feeling faint, dogs.
We must have flunked obedience school. I think we're being punked because we're covered in drool. Dogs rule.
Well, we drew the line at nine dogs.
Have we lost our mind, dogs? Then it was 10 dogs.
Where does it end, dogs?
Topped at 11 dogs.
Should have stopped at 7 dogs.
12 is where we're at, dogs.
Have you seen our cat, dogs?
$13, $14, $15, $16, $17, $18, $19, $20,
that's plenty!
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch. Joining us is Maria Ryan. And
Michael Hambrick.
And we have someone in training, Scotty D. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, John?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hey, Scott.
So we're going to have Maria on in just a minute, but I wanted to talk to you guys about, when you happened to come in today, did you smell like extra clean when you came into the room?
I still cannot hear you.
I did.
Did you?
Yes. That usual kind of catness wasn't so much, I guess you can say.
It was, what happened was my sink got clogged last night, and I couldn't unclog it today, and someone had told me to run my dishwasher, and I had put down Drano or whatever the stuff was several times during the night. Nothing was working. I put the dishwasher on, and I thought, okay, you know, let it run the cycle. Maybe it'll push it out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it pushed it out okay, but what happened was I went out to feed the chickens, which I'm a chicken daddy as well.
Right.
I came back into the house, and my cats were all sitting in the dining room looking into the kitchen, and mm-hmm. I was like, what is going on? And there were suds
about a foot high.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
In my kitchen.
Oh, no.
So between the cleaner for the dishwasher and the cleaner for the Drano and all the other stuff I put down there,
nice.
It decided to back up from the dishwasher onto the entire floor.
Oh, wow. So that, yeah, the floor did seem a little spotless.
Yes.
Yeah.
The kitchen looked clean.
It was very clean. I was mopping up and cleaning up with towels, you know, a whole bunch of suds.
And the cat's got a show. That's nice.
Well, Winter was curious. She was like, what is all that? You know, did it snow? And probably some people wish right now it would because it's so hot around the country.
Oh, my gosh. It's miserable. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and the hard part is that I get distressed when you go to a function outside and it's so hot and you see somebody walking a dog on pavement and there's no booties on the dog or anything.
Yeah,
no socks,
absolutely.
Nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we saw a news report earlier that was stating that the telling people or urging people to walk their animals early in the morning or late at night.
Right.
Go ahead and get that out so just so the animal wouldn't be miserable as well. So, yeah, it's hot out here.
Yeah, no, it's like the feel like, you know, in some parts of the country you're into the hundreds.
Right.
And beyond what I think people are used to. I mean, we live in the South, you know, Southeast Florida, and we're kind of used to the warm temperatures, but not this warm.
No,
but then you look at the midsection of the country, and that is actually, I think Maria's on there. Maria, can you hear me? All right, I heard Maria, but I didn't hear her. but in the mid part of the country, it's in the hundreds as well to feel like.
Yeah.
And those people are not used to letting their dogs out, you know, into such hot temperatures. So please, if you're listening right now, make sure you're doing the right thing. And, you know, and the same thing, even if you let your dog out in the yard and, you know, dogs have a tendency, especially to run around, to be active. They could overdo it, get overheated just like humans can.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So make sure they have plenty of water and that keeps them hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
That is my mistake when I go out in the yard as a human. I'm too stupid to actually drink all of the water that I should be drinking. And then I get dehydrated. And then I feel it for a while. But I think we have Maria on with this. Hi, Maria. I think we don't then.
Soon. Anticipation.
Yeah, she's getting there. But again, you know, hydrate yourself.
Yes.
Hydrate your animals. Like Michael said, don't let your animals go out for a walk or whatever until early in the mornings and then like when it's dusk, when it's going down. Again, you can let them out to do their duty in the afternoon if you're letting them out in the yard. But if it's a walk on the pavement, whether it's cement or asphalt or whatever, put little booties on them or else walk them in the grass.
Well, and also absolutely don't leave them in the car.
Oh, Lord.
Not even 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 2 minutes is way too much. 30 seconds is way too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's been proven that your car will get, like, it'll go up like 10, 20 degrees inside the car within a matter of just
absolutely.
Seconds.
Absolutely. It's horrible.
So if you leave your dog behind, and you know, the thing is, too, now they have these, like, cars that say they're dog proof, that I think the new cars coming out say, okay, you can bring your dog with you and the car will stay on and the air conditioning will stay on for the dog, but I still would be very cautious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Technology has a way of not always working, like right now. but the thing is that don't do it. If you're going to go on a trip to the grocery store or whatever, leave your dog at home. They're comfortable there. It's cool. And they'll be so happy to greet you when you come back with the groceries, especially if you got something in there for them. But bringing them with you, I know you want to do it because it satisfies yourself, and it probably satisfies the dog, too. But accidents happen, and, you know, and that could happen.
Yeah.
See if I got Maria with me now. Maria?
Hey. Yeah.
Hi. How are you?
Hey. Good. Hi.
I know we were talking about technology and everything in cars that sometimes it doesn't work like you want it to. So, you know, it was taking a little bit to get you on, but we got you on now, but we're going out to a break. So when we come back, we're going to actually continue on and we got Maria Ryan on from Doggone Positive right now. I do want to give a welcome out there to a new station to the show, KMED, 105.9, 106.3 and 106.7 in Medford, Oregon. Hey, Bill Meyer. Welcome on to the program of Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. When we come back, we've got a story coming up to us from Michael. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call us. 818-818-6401. 818-6401, and we want to talk with you. So again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And Scotty D.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Clapping dogs, funky dogs, nasty dogs.
Pet lovers, if you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Thank you.
The FDA has approved Bravado Quantum, a new extended-release injectable suspension that offers dogs and puppies 6 months of age and older long-lasting protection against fleas and ticks. This is the first FDA-approved medication to provide up to 12 months of continuous protection with a single dose. Bravado Quantum Kills Adult Fleas is approved for the treatment and prevention of flea infestations. It also is indicated to treat and control tick infestations caused by black leg ticks, American dog ticks, and brown dog ticks for 12 months. In addition, it treats and controls Lone Star tick infestations for 8 months. The product is prescription only and must be administered by a licensed veterinarian. A veterinarian's expertise is essential for proper injection, monitoring for potential adverse effects, determining whether the product is appropriate for breeding dogs, and selecting the correct treatment interval based on the tick species the dog may encounter. The active ingredient, fluoroliner, is part of the isoxazolin class of antiparasitic drugs, which are widely used in veterinary medicine. While generally safe, FDA reports that products have been associated with rare neurological side effects such as tremors and seizures in some animals. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
I'm just a flea bag. Nobody loves me. Send me to rehab. Somebody touch me. I want to turn back time. I want to fix the way I was designed. Crawl behind my eyes and kill my stale state of mind. I fade, I fade. Every time I try to change, to change, I stop.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call if you've got a question, a comment, a story. And, Michael, can I see that story that you just talked about? I think that's pretty fascinating, actually, the fact that... Maria, have you heard of this, the Bravecto Quantum?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't like anything that is long-lasting like that that we give to our animals. I mean, it's fascinating and all that stuff and the, you know, whatever, but there's so many neurological side effects to these medications.
Side effects seem severe.
And this one seems to have a lot more, so I don't like it. That's
me,
though.
Tremors, ataxia, also seizures can occur within animals. I'm just starting to hear this. I know a friend of mine out there in Portland, Oregon, Keith had mentioned it to me. They carry us out there on KBNP. Hi, Keith. And he had mentioned this, and then all of a sudden it came across my desk. And I'm fascinated with it for 6 months to a year, but I always worry about side effects on the animal side and on the human side. But you're kind of right on the longevity of the drug. You know, I just kind of wonder if it would last that long. And
here's the other. Are there different doses for small dogs, big dogs? Is it broken down like that? That I didn't research it, but I don't know.
Per my understanding, it's based on weight. And it is against ticks and fleas. I wonder. I don't know what they're charging for it. I have a weird feeling it's going to be extremely expensive.
Probably.
But the proof will be in the pudding, though, to see if it actually does. Because you know as well as I do, the fleas and ticks out there are becoming resilient to a lot of the drugs. I know that for a fact. Here, there's a certain medication I was using on my cats that no longer works. So, and it was one of the top medications that you hear out there, flea medications. It was one of the, you know, spot-ons, basically, that you dip on the shoulder blades. And it doesn't work at all for my cats anymore. I had to go to a different brand, and so far it seems to be pretty good. But
you know, even though I keep my cats indoors, it doesn't mean they don't get fleas, because I can bring them in on me. There's all different ways, and fleas also hibernate in a house. So when you vacuum or clean, you hit the eggs, and then the eggs kind of sounds like something out of an alien movie, but the eggs hatch, and then they attack your pets. It is like an alien movie. Maybe that's where they got the idea for it. Isn't it? It sounds like aliens.
It is. Like they're activated by movement and heat.
Exactly.
And vibration.
They burst out and then they climb on, you know, they jump onto your face, whereas now they jump onto your cat and dog. You know, I just have to say there's a new series, and I'm a big alien fan, so there's a new series coming on FX on Hulu called Alien Something, and it's based on the alien movies, and I can't wait.
It starts
August 12th, if everybody else is on the alien side things, make sure you check it out. But speaking of aliens, or not speaking of aliens, this sound may be alien to you, or it might not be, but...
Let the games begin!
We're going to go on the bird side with this animal sound, and if you can identify what bird makes this sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. You could go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. You can go with Good Pets Foods, and they have the Daily Probiotic, the Hip and Joint Plus, and the Multivitamin, which will go to your dogs. You can go with that. It's a 3-pack that they'll send out for you to try. You can go with the Collapsible Water Bowl from Talkin' Pets. Pretty cool. I have it in the lime, green, and black. We also have from Kayla's Creations. It's a silly bead bracelet, but it's a keychain that you can wear as a bracelet, and the keys dangle from there. I know a lot of girls use that. We have a dog and cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. So if you have a dog or a cat, you can go with one of those. We have a bracelet of elephants, and the trunks are up. That means a good thing. And we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. And Michael over there, you've got a...
I got a petite harness, easy walk. It's for a petite animal.
Yeah, that's for like a Chihuahua or like a Pomeranian of that sort. If you can identify this animal sound... Maria, I know you know what that is, right? You're a birder.
I can tell you, when I was younger, up in New York, we had so many birds in upstate, and that bird call is so familiar, but I can't place it right now because it's been such a long time.
I'll give you a hint out there. So everyone listening, I'll give you a hint. Think church. Think the church for that bird sound. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We're going to take a little break, and we come back. We'll take your guesses or your questions, whatever it may be. 818-818-6401, pick that phone up, give us a call. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Michael Herbrick.
And Scotty D.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I've personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125, 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center.
If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Mysterious night lizards survived the giant asteroid strike that ended the reign of the dinosaurs 66 million years ago, despite living right next to the impact site. Thanks to a new evolutionary analysis, researchers discovered that the little lizards were living around the Gulf of Mexico before and after the asteroid struck what is now Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. This makes night lizards the only group of land vertebrae known to have survived close to the impact location and still have members living in the region today. The dinosaurs' doomsday asteroid was around 7.5 miles wide and caused widespread devastation when it hit the end of the Cretaceous period. The impact was catastrophic for much of Earth's wildlife, triggering the Cretaceous Paleogene mass extinction event, in which around 75% of all species died out. However, two lineages of night lizards managed to persist through the disaster, despite likely being close enough to see the impact. They would have been all around the margin of the asteroid impact, studied lead author Chase Brownstein, a doctoral candidate in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at Yale University. How did night lizards survive amid all the devastation? Researchers aren't sure, but Brownstein noted they have slow metabolism, so they wouldn't have needed to eat very often. Night lizards grow to only a few inches in length. Often very secretive, lizards live in specialized microhabitats, like inside rock crevices and dense vegetation, or beneath bark and logs. Night lizards weren't only the animals to survive the mass extinction event. We wouldn't be here today if some of the mammal family tree hadn't survived through the asteroid impact. Avian dinosaurs, such as birds, fish, and plenty of other animals survived too. However, night lizards are the only known surviving group of terrestrial vertebrae that have remained endemic to living only in North America and Central America since the asteroid hit. Brownstein noted that some of the lineages of turtles and other lizards in the region probably survived the asteroid in a similar way as night lizards did. However, these other lineages have since disappeared. Reporting for Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch.
Where are you, little lizards? Where are you, little lizards? Where are you, little lizards? Let's go down by the river. Cause I bet you that's where we gon' find some lizards. Unless it's cold or snowy cause it's winter. I know that lizards know they don't like.
From Jolton, Tennessee, almost 50 dogs rescued from a Chatham County puppy mill earlier this month are now being taken to animal shelters so they can be adopted. Animal Rescue Corp said Operation Breaking Point led to the rescue of 113 dogs from horrific conditions at a home in Jolton. Inside the home, they said they found dozens of small dogs, including Yorkies, Maltese, and Poodles, living in extremely neglectful conditions. They also found at least one dog deceased. ARC announced 48 of those rescue pups are headed to two shelters in Illinois and Wisconsin to hopefully soon be adopted. Because of the dedication of our partners and the support of compassionate people like you, 48 deserving dogs from Operation Breaking Point and other recent rescues are now that much closer to the loving families they deserve. ARC said that. The animals are being taken to Animal House Shelter and Trails Humane Society in Illinois and Alive Rescue in Wisconsin. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at TalkingPets.com. And I'm Scotty D.
See, I told you, Maria, there is a song for everything out there.
Yeah, there is.
Everything. I love that song. It's my new favorite song. I love it.
So I want to talk to you about that in just a second. But before we go there, we're going to go to New York. And your old territory, Maria. We're going to talk.
Yes, my stomping ground.
With Kristen. Hey, Kristen, how you doing?
Hi.
How are you?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
Is it unbearably hot up there in New York as well?
It is horrible.
I know. It's like, come on down here to the south where you can't even breathe when you walk outside.
Yeah.
So you think you know what this bird is, and it is a northern bird, but I see them in my backyard down here as well. It sounds like this. What do you think it is, Kristen?
I think it's a cardinal.
I would say that...
Kristen.
Congratulations. Yeah. Now, we have choices for you, Kristen. We have cat treats. You could go with those from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purse Sticks. You could go with dog treats from Good Pets Foods. I have a CD on reptiles. It's a music CD from Gino Sassani. I've got a book on dogs and a book on cats from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I got a collapsible water bowl from Us, Talking Pets. I've got a silly bead bracelet and keychain for a woman. And I also have a bracelet of elephants. And Michael over there has a harness for a small dog.
Yes.
I think I'm going to go with the cat treats for my girl, Lottie.
Yes. Sounds good. Do you want the purse sticks or do you want to go with the lick and lap? I recommend the lick and lap. The purse sticks are great.
Yeah, well,
we'll
go with your recommendation.
There you go. All right. We'll send that out to you, Kristen. So stay on the line and speak with Sydney. I'll get your address and... try to stay cool up there.
Thank you. Loving the show today.
Thanks, Kristen. By the way, I want to ask you, how many cats do you have?
Just one.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I've got three. I've got three rescues, and the girls all get along, which is a good thing.
I love cats.
Oh,
but
you,
my cat, Lottie, doesn't want a friend.
Yeah, well, you know, introducing one cat to another takes its time. There's no doubt about that. Sometimes they'll hit it off right in the start. But cats are very territorial, and they have their own personalities. So there's a way of introducing them, but you just got to take your time into it. So, and I would kind of recommend starting with a kitten. But if you want to go with two instead of one. But I'm sure there's a lot of loving going on in your house with that one. So, Kristen, we'll send you the cat treats from Vitacraft, and we'll ship them up to you ASAP.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for
Kristen.
Listening.
Thanks, Kristen.
That's Kristen up there in New York. And she got the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, and those treats are coming out there because she was able to identify a cardinal.
So good. I wouldn't have guessed it.
I've seen cardinals in my backyard,
yeah.
I mean, a lot, and I think they're gorgeous.
Yeah, they are.
But
yeah.
I used to see them a lot up north.
I'm from the Cardinal State.
Are you?
Do you know where that is?
That would be Kentucky?
Yes.
Kentucky.
Good job. Woo!
You know why I knew that answer?
You know?
Because I knew you were from Kentucky.
We had him a lot in Chicago, too, growing up.
I didn't know he was from the Cardinal State, but now I know. But
now you know it all.
Now you know,
I know
right.
it. So, by the way, I wanted to ask you, there was something... Oh, puppy mills. Can you explain to people, Maria, as being a trainer and dealing with behavior and obedience and all, can you explain to people out there what a puppy mill is and why not to purchase a puppy from there?
Definitely. I mean, basically, a puppy mill is factory farming for puppies. So they are in cages on top of each other. They pee and poop in their cages. These are wire cages also, stacked on top of each other. And this is why it is so incredibly difficult to house train a pet from a puppy mill, one of the reasons. Plus, you have a lot of health issues. And the thing that messes people up is, first of all, the impulse control is out the window when you see a puppy in a pet store. And what also is missed is that they think they're getting these great AKC dogs. But you have to realize that AKC is a registration, and they're not actually out there looking at every single, you know, place where the puppies are coming from. But it's overbreeding. It is off the hook, bad behaviorally and health-wise, and it's abusive, and it is all the things.
Yeah, you know it's very sad because, I mean, these dogs sit in these cages, and, you know, they're like, why am I getting wet? And literally they're getting wet because the dog up above is peeing on them. So they get
It's not even like why. They're just so desensitized to it. And think about it. They're puppies, right? So they're just getting born into it over and over and over. So at this point, it's just become just an everyday, that's their normal.
And the sad part is that these people at the puppy mills, they will groom that dog and make it look as pretty as possible to get it to that pet store so that it looks great to be adopted. But like you said, they end up going home with somebody for thousands of dollars, and then that dog has behavioral issues, or the dog has medical issues. There's a lot that goes on, you know, with a dog from a puppy mill. That's why there's a lot of efforts out there from PETA and, you know, Last Chance for Animals and a bunch of other organizations out there trying to squash puppy mills because they need to.
They definitely need to, and there's a lot of money involved, so the regulations are lacking, and there are loopholes between the organizations that really should be doing stuff, and I'm not talking about the rescue ones, I'm not talking about PETA and all that, I'm talking about the ones that are in business with them, and unfortunately, people, it's a buyer beware type of situation, and, you know, we've been preaching this forever and ever. But I can speak to it, first of all, professionally. I can't even tell you how many dogs have come my way and puppies that have come my way, really, because people can't house train them. And then also personally, I adopted one of my client's puppies, Scratman. You met Scratty.
His
little Jack Russell. Yeah, he was crazy but adorable. But he was the only pet that I have not been able to house train 100%. Back in the day, 100%. I had behavioral problems with him, health problems with him, and definite house training problems with him. He was like 98% house trained. But,
and it, you know, and that's it takes like individual training or group training to get these dogs, you know, up to a point where they're ready to be adopted or ready to be alone in a house, because otherwise they're going to be destructive.
Well, and here's the thing. Scrat was, I had my daycare at the time, so Scrat was well-socialized and well-trained. And I'm a dog trainer anyway, even if I didn't have my daycare, right? But it's still a challenge. It's not something I would do. And here's the thing, and you know this too, like, you know, people are like, oh, I don't want to go to a rescue group because I might get a, you know, a dog that has problems. Well, you're having a dog that has problems from jump. But also, the rescue groups have puppies all the time, especially now. So check out your local rescue groups if you want a puppy.
Right, I agree.
Purebred. Yeah.
There's a lot of them that are in there, and a lot of people don't think they're going to find a purebred in a shelter or a rescue group. And of course they will in a rescue, because most of those are usually a certain breed that are in the rescues. But with the shelters and stuff, they can easily find 25%. Of dogs in a shelter are purebreds. So make sure you check out your shelter first. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting? More social engagement and less social media. and let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
In some exciting and hopeful news for wildlife, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has officially confirmed three new wolf families in the state. The One Ear, King Mountain, and Three Creeks packs. These new arrivals join the established Copper Creek pack, which also recently welcomed new pups. While the total number of pups is still being determined, the King Mountain pack has at least four confirmed pups, a promising sign for Colorado's growing gray wolf population. This marks a major milestone for Colorado's science-based wolf reintroduction program, launched after voters passed Proposition 114 in 2020. The initiative made Colorado the first state to reintroduce wolves by popular vote, with the goal of restoring a self-sustaining population. Like so many Colorado people, I'm thrilled to hear of new wolf families and puppy paws on the ground, said Allie Henderson, Southern Rockies director at the Center for Biological Diversity. The howl of wolves rising once more in this iconic landscape signals real progress toward restoring balance in Colorado's wild places. Wolves live in close-knit family groups known as packs. They raise their pups together, hunt cooperatively, and play a critical role in restoring ecological balance. As young wolves mature, they may disperse to form new packs and recolonize wild habitats across the state. To support coexistence with rural communities, the state offers free or subsidized tools to ranchers, including range riders and non-lethal deterrents. These conflict prevention strategies are essential to ensuring that both wolves and people can live side by side in peace. Adding to the momentum, Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced that the Born to be Wild license plate has already raised over $900,000 to fund these non-lethal coexistent measures, an incredible show of public support. The Center remains committed to working alongside state officials, conservation groups, and communities to protect Colorado's wolves and ensure they have every chance to thrive. Wolves once roamed freely across Colorado before being nearly wiped out by extermination campaigns. Now, thanks to reintroduction efforts, they are returning to their rightful home. To ensure a secure future for wolves in Colorado and beyond, we must remain vigilant, informed, and united, recognizing that we still have a long road ahead. Join the fight to protect wolves. Become a member of Team Wolf today. Together, we can make sure wolves have a wild future. Visit www.teamwolf.org. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Michael Hambrick.
Scotty D.
Pick up the phone, give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call in if you've got a question or a comment. But
hey, this is Kevin Nealon. You're listening to John Patch with Talking Pets. Or at least you should be listening to him.
Thank you, Kevin. But if you remember, I don't know if you remember, Maria, but way back when wolves were being reintroduced into the wild, Talking Pets actually had a big stronghold on helping them out with a lot of stuff between, you know, interviews and support for them and so on and so forth. So it is so great to hear in Colorado, one, that these wolf packs are having pups, but two, also that people are supporting the cause by obtaining the license plate, which I think is quite awesome.
It is. It really is. I'm so happy to hear about that because, you know, for such a long time, and just like non-lethal ways of deterring them, but for such a long time, they were just killed or just weeded out, so to speak, and now it's great to see that there are campaigns to get them back.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the government actually does reimburse if there is, like, wolves are not known to attack humans. It just doesn't happen. But they are known that they have attacked cattle or sheep. Mm-hmm. It has happened.
Right.
But the government is reimbursing people for those if they find out that it was attacked by a wolf. Yeah. So, but again, this was their territory way before it was ours. Mm-hmm. And they deserve to live in it. And we deserve to step back and go, okay, we need to live with them. And wolves are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, they're beautiful creatures. The other part, though, I wanted to ask you is, on the show throughout the years, we've heard people that called up with a hybrid, which is half dog, half wolf. What's your opinion on that real quick before we end this hour?
No.
Right.
That was a quick.
That's a big fat no.
I agree.
That's quicker.
And the reason for that no, we all agree on that. And the reason for it basically is because it's going to have the wild instinct in it. It's really hard, no matter what animal you're talking about, which is known to be wild, to erase that DNA line that you're talking about, that it's the wild instinct within these creatures.
Talk about Cujo.
Right. The thing could be, you could get that. I mean, because they do have the wild in them, so it's going to be a lot tougher.
Yeah.
I know people love them,
yeah.
But the thing is that I would never, especially if I had a family, I would not have a hybrid living in the house with me. I just don't think
it's a
good
idea.
Oh, my
God, no.
But once again, you are listening to... You are listening to Talkin' Pets, and they do, actually. But spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Michael Hambrick.
And Scotty D.
Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets, and a big old welcome to Bill Meyer and everybody there at KMED in Oregon. Bye for now. I say.
Expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.